We are now beginning to see a world that is going to begin its own healing process. And we can watch the world healing and learn a bit about our own healing as we are watching the world healing. We're just speaking before, the evil truly does not know itself. And those of us who know the difference between light and darkness are always astonished by that. It is hard to believe that someone could not be able to see what they are doing or the impact it has. And yet, of course, that is being exposed now, and it is going to be challenging for those who have done evil but did not know they were doing evil. That is going to be a difficult transition and will actually require from us not approval, but compassion. But compassion. And in ourselves, we can always look for those places, but with compassion and with kindness. So there are things we all have done where we did not see the impact of what we were doing. We simply did not see it. It felt right to us. It felt like the thing to do. And it is always a bit stunning to see that perhaps it did not come out the way we wanted it to come out. But once again, compassion for that level of learning, because it happens to everyone, each in a different place. Now, along with that, we want to inspire, shall we say, our own ability to intuit, to know what is good, to know where we enter and where we do not, which is, of course, why we have been bringing the teachings to you about asking who you are, asking, is this mine? Asking how much of my energy goes here or not. And this, of course, is a challenge too, because we are so used to pouring out ourselves into whatever is needed and not actually realizing how much we have poured into something until we find ourselves sick or we find ourselves fatigued or whatever that might be. And so while the earth is healing, let us make sure that we are healing too. And part of that healing is, where is my energy going? Where is my energy going? And is that a place I actually want it to go? You see, the crux of this is that you are either being driven by guilt, although you may not recognize that as such, but we have all been trained to be guilty about not doing enough, about our not enoughness in general. And when you are using energy that is being propelled by guilt, it is not going to come out well. You are going to wonder why you do not feel good about doing good. And the answer is because it is guilt that has propelled it. So that is a great deal of energy going out. It does not mean that some good is not done, but it means that this is the time when we want to decide, where does our energy go? And in order to make that decision, we want to be able to know who we are, to take a deep breath in it, and to look at the whole situation, to see what is actually driving a situation, what is driving an interaction. And from looking at the whole thing, then we can decide whether we enter, whether we do not. Now, the other thing that will happen when it is guilt that is driving you to good deeds, it has a strange sound, does it not? But if it is guilt that is driving you to good deeds, the thing that will follow shortly thereafter is judgment. It is judgment of others who are not doing what you believe they should be doing. And it is a very quick connection. And it's one that tells you to beware when it is that quick. It is like, I'd better be careful here because I am doing good, but that's not all I'm doing. I'm doing good and I'm judging you for not doing the good you should be doing. That means that what drove this, whether you recognize it or not, is fear. Now, this other source of energy is about love and knowledge, first of the self, then of the situation, and then consciously making the choice that needs to be made. So when this is done, you are then able to give what we call the free gift. This is a beautiful place because when you are drawn to give something and it is yours and you feel the impulse toward it and you know it is from love, when you have given the gift, it is all over. It is done. There is no looking around to see what someone else is doing. The gift is given and you return the energy to yourself. And it is done. Very often, you even forget the gift you gave because it was completely clean. It was not attached to fear or judgment. It was only attached to love and discernment. And that is the way we want to give our gifts. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Let your breath bring to you all that you need to be free, all that you need to be full of joy. Let each breath fill you with joy, and each exhale relieve you of fear. See a bright sun above your head, a sun that has knowledge of you, where you are right now, all that you are, all that you have judged and released judgment from, all that you are using to grow and learn and become light. Know that this light that comes into your body knows all of that and is full of love for every piece of who you are. Let the crown open, feel the golden light pour into the body, and because you are known, know that you are loved and that it is the joy of the universe to send to you all that is for your highest good, all that is for your joy and your happiness, and feel that energy flowing into your body, flowing into the third eye, opening the third eye, and know that in love, all that you intuit is safe. All that you sense, all that guides you in your own gifts is safe because it is love looking through that third eye. Feel the golden light flow down and into your throat. And let the golden light clear away anything that judges you. clear away any communication that lives in your past or your future, so that what feeds you and makes you strong lives in the present moment. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And let the golden light heal your heart, allowing your heart to awaken and come into its rightful place as your guide, as your protection, as your expansion, and feel the joy of the heart as that golden light fills it. And let the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that golden light allow you to release all the pain that you might have experienced before you were free. And let that golden light hold you in freedom and love. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light begin to move out of your body and your field any shame, any judgment, anything that fear might have created in the way that you feel, in the way that you move. Feel all of that being removed from your body. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light bring inspiration into your root. Bring the energy and the wisdom so that you begin to create your life, the life that you wish to live. And feel that golden light spread through your body, to your thoughts, through your trunk, down your back to relieve you of burden, down through your arms and your hands, so that the light of doing is the light from love. To draw to you what is highest and best. Move into your heart center and see that a table of gold is there in your heart. And see that your gift is on the table. Resting your mind, know that gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.